Very happy to tip off our 5 o'clock hour with Warriors head coach Steve Kerr here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Short night at the office last night. Did you get a good night's sleep?
I did get a little extra time off, didn't I?
Yeah.
Look at it that way.
Yeah. What broke the camel's back for you last night? I know you were frustrated with your team's performance. I know you were frustrated with the officials. What was it? What snapped?
Well, yeah, I mean, there were a couple of calls that I wasn't thrilled with, but it wasn't really about the officiating. I was just trying to stir our guys up a little bit, and I didn't mean to get tossed, to be honest with you. I meant to get a technical, I guess the official didn't like what I said, and he tossed me pretty quickly.
Is there something you look for in terms of, because we talk about this a lot in sports, coaches having their teams back, showing their teams they care, getting a technical sort of on purpose. Do you have how do you develop a sense for when the team needs that sort of kick in the butt?
It doesn't happen very often. You don't feel it very often, but every once in a while you just get the sense that you know the team needs something. And last night was one of those nights. It was just we just couldn't get going. It was a weird game. We started out, 6-0 right out of the gate. We looked like we're getting ready to play a good game, and then I don't think we made a basket for about 5 minutes, and it just kind of snowballed on us. So I wanted to maybe shake them up a little bit, but that didn't work.
Does it ever work? Because I see coaches do this, not a lot, but when they do it, it usually tends to have very little effect on how their team plays. Is it as much a statement of, look, I'd love to yell at you guys more, but I have these three guys I can pick on first, but just know I'm pissed in general?
I think that's part of it, and you also want your guys to know how much you're fighting for them, and so if you yell at the refs, you're fighting for your guys too. So that's definitely a part of it.
Is there a special name you have for the TaylorMade ejection? Is it called like a code red, or do you tell us, I'm about to get a code red, I'm out of here?
I don't have a name like that. But again, I didn't necessarily know that was coming. I was just trying to get a tee. I wasn't trying to get booted.
So you do get booted, and I'm always curious, how do you spend the rest of the game? Clearly you have a TV and you can monitor the game. You watch it, but what else do you do?
Well, you put on your sweats. You definitely get out of the
early shower.
Yeah, early shower. You get out of the suit. Nobody wants to wear a suit while they're watching a basketball game. You might grab a cold beverage. And I remember the first time I got kicked out, I grabbed a beer, and Eric Housen, who's our equipment manager, who's been here forever, I said, E, have you ever seen a Warriors coach give a post-game speech a few beers in?
Yes.
Just kind of making a joke. And Eric goes, Coach, Nelly was here for 20 years. It used to happen all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he had some on the sidelines during games, I'm convinced.
Yeah, he gave halftime speeches a few beers in.
He is the only head coach I ever covered who invited me into his office for drinks. That's it. He was good at that. I think he knew what he was doing.
And that was pregame, right?
No, it was actually postgame. I'll give him that much. Steve, when are you inviting us in for drinks?
For real.
It's going to have to get a lot worse for that to happen.
Fair enough.
Okay, you said it.
Oh, boy, Ray.
Define a lot worse.
Let's
move on. Let's move on. I don't want to get myself in any trouble.
Let me change gears entirely, because watching the last couple games, I've specifically wanted to ask you this. Jordan Poole spent 3 games in the G League and looked like NBA players often do in the G League, scored a ton, totally comfortable. And since he's come back, I feel like he looks more comfortable at this level. Do you notice the same thing, and how well do you think that stretch in the G League served Jordan?
Yeah, I think he looks more comfortable, and I think it was a good week or 10 days, however long he was there. They had some good practices as well as games. And I think it's just a more natural course of development when a guy can, just play spot minutes, 8-10 minutes at a time rather than, play 25 like he was doing before. That was too much. But we had no choice because we had so many injuries. So I think this is just a better situation now. You know, he's gotten some time in Santa Cruz to get some confidence and some conditioning and, game minutes. And now he comes back, he's playing shorter minutes and he's feeling better. And so I just feel like it's a better overall developmental kind of process at this point.
Was the decision about Marquise Chriss one that you guys had agonized over for a long time, or did it tend to just make itself in the last several days?
Well, we were faced with, the possibility that this was going to happen, a few weeks ago, as we knew the two-way guys' days were starting to dwindle. And because of the hard cap, and this stuff gets kind of complex, we knew we were going to have to do something. We just couldn't legally, keep everybody. And so we knew it was a possibility, but it was something we did not want to do because we like Marquise and we feel like he's a good young prospect and he's a great teammate, really good guy and very athletic. Somebody I think who can be a good NBA player. And especially, when we start getting guys back. So, it's a shame to see him go, but it's just the way this shook out because of the cap. And that's, it's kind of the way it goes sometimes.
I mean, if he's a ball handler in some ways, is he still here? Because it just feels like you need guard depth, period, and end of story.
Yeah, but then you look, you look ahead on Steph and Clay are back, and when you look at next year, for example, and we're going to have plenty of guards. So right now, you're absolutely right. We need guards now, but next year is going to be a different story. And so who knows? I mean, a big part of this season is just trying to sort through everything, just trying to figure out who's going to be on our roster from this year's team to next, and what do we need to do in free agency and the draft, and how this is all going to play out.
You talked, I believe it was after the game over the weekend, about making the decision to rest Draymond yesterday. And I'm just curious what all goes into that decision. You mentioned he appeared tired. Is that just you as coach noticing that Draymond doesn't look himself and choosing to give him a day off? Are there analytics that go into it? How do you decide when a guy needs that time off?
This is, a decision we make in concert with the training staff. And, I'll talk to Bob Myers about it. I'll talk to Draymond about it. And I just think that it's a unique situation where we are because of the 5-year run and, how many big games Draymond has played. Sorry, I got a motorcycle right next to me.
I was about to say, it sounds like you got a whole, Hell's Angels gang rolling next to you.
Yeah, it's one guy, but he's being extremely obnoxious with the revving.
There you go. Loud pipes.
Steve was just really feeling himself and put the top down or something. I don't know.
Is it Mike Brown? Let's be honest. Is that Mike Brown?
It's probably Mike.
were you threatening to race him? Is that what caused this?
Something like that.
When you do get tossed from a game, does Mike look at you and go, "What the hell, Steve? Come on."
Did we lose him?
Did we lose Steve?
No, I got you now.
Oh, there he is. I think you might have missed my pithy question about Mike Brown thanking you for getting ejected.
Yeah, Mike didn't have that much fun afterwards, though.
No. As you go into... Now, it's starting to be the second half of the year. Do you start looking more at Stephen Curry's condition, how he's doing medically? Does that become more of a thing you're interested in now? Because at some point soon, someone's going to say he's just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, I mean, whenever that is, it'll be exciting. I think it'll give our fans a big boost. It'll give our locker room a big boost. And it'll give us a chance to watch some of these young guys play next to Steph, because that's really important, you know, for next year. And so that's definitely a big part of the second half of the season, whenever that happens.
7 o'clock start time tomorrow night against the Milwaukee Bucks. Are you warming up the box in one for Giannis?
Oh, man. Not quite sure what to do with Giannis, nor is anybody else. He's really something. And I admire him just because not only for what a good player he is, but just how competitive he is and how great he is for our league. You know, people want to come see him play, and he doesn't disappoint. You know, he's out there every night, and he's interacting with fans. He's putting on a show. He is so important to our league, and I'm not excited to try to guard him. I'm excited for our fans to see him play.
Your phone is starting to break up a little. Let's get to the biggest question of the day. How does Steph Curry feel about the Matt Rhule hire in Carolina?
I didn't get a chance to ask him, but I did get a funny story from Steph today. He told me that he and Aisha were watching the game last night when I got kicked out. And you guys, could you see what I was saying?
Wake up.
To the ref?
I saw wake
yes.
up
yeah.
and a
yeah.
couple other words mixed in.
Wake up and then wake something. Yeah, wake,
yeah.
wake yourself up.
Yeah.
He said that he had to get up this morning to take the kids to school or something, and he was still asleep. He said, Aisha. Leaned on the door and yelled, wake up!
There you go. Coaching from afar,
That's
Steve
right.
Kerr.
Right.
Thank you always, Steve. We appreciate your time. All the best and good luck tomorrow night against Milwaukee.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.